other challenges to adoption and integration of HIT include issues about funding. While the high-tech incentive payments to meaningful users of qualified EHRS have taken some of the wind out of this argument, there is still pushback. So, quote, officials at CMS estimate the EHR system adoption or upgrades of existing systems to meet federal standards will cost on average about $54,000 per physician employee in a practice, while annual maintenance will cost an average of $10,000 per physician employee. And that comes from the Psychiatric News on May 7th, 2010, volume 45, number 9, page 6. From the American Psychiatric Association. So many clinicians feel that they're going to get stuck with the tab, but the major benefactors are going to be the insurance companies and the government. So this may have some element of truth to it, although I return to my mantra of you can't manage what you can't measure, and you can't measure that which is trapped in paper data cemeteries. So eventually we may all benefit. And I would hope that the majority of the benefit attributes to the patient. So, as mentioned earlier, workflow and culture are two key barriers to adoption. Culture eats strategy for lunch. There's also a fair amount of turnover in healthcare. So, turnover is one of the things that leads to lower adoption. If all of the time is spent in training people as they come in and out through the revolving door, there's less opportunity to move past the train-up stage and into independent and adventuresome use.